showcasing the National Stamp Collection. The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries.
It's colorful, it's bright, it's interactive, it's educational, it's fun.
Cheryl Gons is Chief Philatelic Curator of the National Postal Museum, housed in the former main post office for the City of Washington. The building is a striking example of Art Deco government architecture from the Depression. Now even the windows are special, with transparencies of famous stamps.
When you're in the gallery, the light streams in like stained glass windows, and at night we illuminate these 54 stamps, and if you're outside, it looks like a Tiffany window across the front of the building.
The Postal Museum recently doubled in size, taking over the main floor with the William Gross Gallery. Susan McGowan of the Postal Service says the agency plans to work more closely with this branch of the Smithsonian.
What they're showcasing here is a lot of our rare, never-before-seen Postmaster General's collection.
Gons admits there's still work to be done, features that weren't ready for the opening of the Gross Gallery.
We've prepared QR codes so people can download on their smartphones. We don't have those installed yet. We have a lot of other little special things that are yet to be finalized.
But even so, the National Postal Museum is still cutting edge, an example for the rest of the Smithsonian system. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.